So Moses is winding down here, and the passage that we read today as we concluded our Old Testament reading is a very, very popular, very famous passage. But it sort of lays out the context for everything that we'll read going forward. And it also lays out the context for life as we know it now. Moses is saying, look, here it is. I am putting before you the choice that you must make. On the one hand, I am giving you good and life. And on the other hand, I am giving you evil and death. Choose life. If you choose to obey the Lord and His commandments and His statutes, there really isn't a limit to the goodness that you will experience, the security that you will have, the abundance that you will have as a people. There is really no limit to that. However, if you abandon God and turn to other gods that are false, there really is no limit to the amount of curse you will bring down upon yourself. There is no amount of destruction that you won't experience. In fact, you'll be so destroyed that you, as a people, will be flung all over the earth. And then he says, look, but if you return to God after having done those things, God will remember His covenant and restore you from all over the world, even as far as heaven. This is the depth of God's love and His commitment. So the choice is yours. And that's important to remember. The choice is theirs. The choice is ours. He has given us the dignity of free will. We get to choose. And Moses is pleading, as God does over and over and over and still does. Choose life. Choose blessing. Choose abundance. Choose my love. Choose intimacy with me. But the choice is yours. You can choose the opposite. And I'm laying out what that's going to look like. So if you choose the opposite and you end up far, far away in a world of hurt, well, don't blame me. Return to me. Isn't that the irony, though? We get far, far away out of our own devices and we say, how could you let this happen to me, God? And we blame the Lord for what we've done. I am a guilty party, as I'm sure that most of you are as well. God says to us, choose life. Please choose life.